Good day once again, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for rejoining us on today's segment of Christian Conservative Radio. Your host, as usual, Pastor Bob Peterson, and myself, Spokane City Councilman Mike Fagan. How are you getting along today, Pastor Bob?
I'm doing good today, Mike.
Well, that is good, because I'll tell you something, man. We got a whopper of a show, as usual. We got a wonderful guest on the other line. As a matter of fact, a couple of guests on the other line here. And we definitely want to get to that particular interview as quick as we possibly can. So what we're going to do, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take care of some housekeeping here up front, and then we're going to dive headfirst into that interview with these folks that we've got on the other line, hailing from the Tri-Cities here in the state of Washington. But first, ladies and gentlemen, Pastor Bob, please, by all means, let's get that mission statement out.
To bring together and empower like-minded Christians who will be active in safeguarding our freedom and way of life in our cities, counties, states, and country, these like-minded Christians will unite under the auspices of the Holy Bible, prayer and fellowship, and the Christian Conservative Creed. It's so important to inspire people out there, Mike. And we've done this all over Idaho, and it's growing and growing and growing. And I love to see God working. And despite all of the offenses out there and all the force they're putting at us, God's still delivering for his Christians out there.
Oh, absolutely. And you use that word inspire. And I'll tell you something for all the new listeners out there. That is exactly what Christian Conservative Radio is all about. We are here to motivate and inspire fellow Christians and others out there. Get up out of your chair while you still got that ability to do so. You need to get reengaged your local communities, your local government. You know, since Pastor Bob and I have been on the air here, you know, we've thrown out a lot of good resource information. We're making available our podcasts from former or previous broadcasts, etc. They can be accessed. That resource information can be accessed by going to www.rallyright.org. You can give us a call in case you can't do that internet thing at 208-987-0005. Now, with regard to that Christian Conservative Creed, folks, you know, Pastor Bob put this thing together here. These are planks. These are principles. These are values that all Christians can rally around. And it goes like this. We believe in the triune of God, the Father, His only Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Freedom, the Constitution, states' rights, justice, individual rights, the right to life, marriage, and let me be clear, the union of one man and one woman, personal responsibility, national security, and I'm telling you what, folks, it's getting hot out there, so we are going to be touching on national security a little bit later, fiscal responsibility, and finally, support for Israel. And I'll tell you, Pastor Bob, you got a little bit of a passage for us today?
Well, you know, out there right now, we've got all kinds of problems in the country, and it's hard to find leaders out there who are going to stand out there. And so in Ezekiel chapter 22, verse 30, so I sought for a man among them who would make a wall and stand in the gap before me on behalf of the land, and that I should not destroy it. But I found no one. Therefore I have poured out my indignation on them. I have consumed them with fire of my wrath, and I have recompensed their deeds on their own heads, says the Lord God. And I'll tell you, it's just in this country right now, it's hard to find a man out there who's going to stand in the gap and stand up against the things that are there and say, I'm going to obey God rather than men.
Oh, absolutely. Well, you know, I'll tell you something. Folks, once again, as we always strongly encourage you to do so, please log on to www.rallyright.org. Leave us some contact information. So I'll tell you, you know, since we've been doing this, we've been able to grow that database by over 5,000 people who are listening to us, who are basically monitoring what is going on in their own respective areas, etc. These guys are out looking for, they're trying to develop good Christian conservative leaders. And, you know, like Pastor Bob said, we got to find those good Christian conservative leaders to stand in the gap.
Well, they're the ones who have the values. They're going to stand up there and say, hey, what am I going to do for God first above myself?
Absolutely. And with that said, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to bring our two special guests in. Now, these are gentlemen that you have heard from in the past here on Christian Conservative Radio. And what we're talking about, folks, you know, back in May, the state of Idaho was very, very successful. As a matter of fact, they saw victories with Christian conservative leaders that they hadn't seen in like 30 years, folks. And, you know, then we ended up focusing our attention over here to the state of Washington. And, you know, again, we're featuring good Christian conservative leaders that are there trying to stand in the gap. They've got themselves on the ballot. They are moving forward. And I'll tell you something. We have got to start paying attention as Christians. We've got to start showing up at the polls for sure. And, you know, Pastor Bob, before we bring those guests on, please, by all means, explain a little bit to the listeners here how the state of Idaho works with the upcoming election that we're going to be seeing here in November 4th.
Well, we don't have a mail-in ballot like Washington does. You have to go to the polls and vote, or you can get an absentee, you know. And so November 4th, show up at the polls. If you're in Idaho, just remember the election's coming up. There's a lot of good conservatives out there. You can call Christian Conservative Radio. If you want to get on board with that, you can call 208-987-0005, and we can give you some recommendations there on some candidates there and send you to the right places. So,
oh, you bet.
Call that number.
You bet. And for all of those listeners that are going to be participating in the elections here in Washington State, basically, as Bob said, we have got a mail-in system, and that mail-in system will allow you to basically vote your ballot and make sure that you drop that thing in a ballot box that I'll go ahead and tell you where they're going to be located no later than 8 p.m. on Tuesday, the 4th of November. Again, that's 8 p.m. Tuesday, the 4th of November. We have got 19 public libraries here in the county of Spokane, for instance. You can utilize any of those public libraries. There's definitely going to be a ballot drop box there. And, you know, worst case scenario, ladies and gentlemen, you can head on over to the Spokane County Elections Department right off the intersection of Monroe and Gardner, right there just north of downtown Spokane. And again, if you can get there before 8 p.m., you can definitely drop your ballots off there. Now, let's go ahead and shift gears here. Like I said earlier, folks, we have had these guests on in the past. As a matter of fact, just the last couple of weeks, and there are some updates to the campaign, and we definitely want to make sure since the 4th Congressional District, which is, you know, predominantly agriculture, ladies and gentlemen, ranching, you know, a little bit of timber, too, you know, the industries that, you know, basically grew America for the most part are there in the 4th Congressional District. And gentlemen that we've got here that is in a radio station in the Tri-Cities talking with us today is a candidate known as Mr. Clint Didier. He is running for Congress there in the 4th Congressional District. And we also have his campaign manager, Mr. Larry Stickney, on the line. So Larry and Clint, welcome to Christian Conservative Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, you betcha. You know, we're going to jump right into this, guys. Clint, why don't you go first and kind of give a little bit of an introduction to the listeners out there.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm a farmer. I came from the farm here in Altopia, Washington. Got to live the American dream. Rose to the pinnacle with learning the qualities of success from my parents on that farm. Dedication, hard work, determination, persistence, visualization. They took me all the way to the NFL, played in 3 Super Bowls, winning 2 of those. Came back with my wife, Christy, 31 years. We've raised our 4 children. We now have 5 grandchildren. And I want to make sure that every child, every grandchild, and every generation to come have their shot at the American dream. And Charlton Heston said it best, the American dream is not success or riches, it's freedom.
Well, that's
freedom.
For sure, Clint. Hey, Clint, you're a Christian leader, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Yes, so you believe in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior.
Yes, I do.
And you're stepping forward to do something here. You're going to stand in the gap. Is that what your plan is here?
Yeah. In fact, if you want to hear, I had a little testimony here that I read the 5,000-year leap one weekend, and then I read Sarah Palin's Going Rogue, and this was back in 2010. And after reading Sarah Palin's Going Rogue, it was I gave up NFL playoff football that weekend and read the book. At 5 o'clock in the morning, I put the book down, turned off the light, and I was sitting in the dark, and I said, Lord, I can't do this. I can't run for the Senate. And I actually heard the calling right then and there. I heard a voice say, either you hang yourself on that cross or they will crucify your children. And after I heard that, I am determined to try to do what I can to be a servant of the Lord, to make sure we preserve this great country, America, for all generations to come. And that's a calling for all Christians out there. Don't sit on the sidelines. Be involved. Get engaged, because it's not about us. It's about our posterity, and we have to be willing to fight.
Oh, absolutely, Clint. That was absolutely very, very well said. And, you know, you happened to mention someone that just recently endorsed your campaign, and that would be none other than Sarah Palin. You know, and then on top of that, Clint, you know, just a week and a half or so ago, I'm hearing that Senator Rick Santorum has stepped up to the plate and is also going to be endorsing your campaign, you know, as well as, and this is very important for Washington State folks, those folks that are familiar with the Freedom Foundation, the CEO at the Freedom Foundation, Mr. Tom McCabe, had this to say: Clint is the right man at the right time. What do we need from our leaders right now? Toughness, not weakness. Tenacity, not timidity. Courage, not consensus. And I'll tell you something. You know, I know you, Clint. I've known you for a few years, and I'll tell you, I will definitely reaffirm Tom McCabe's words there for you, for sure.
That's great. Hey, Larry, are you out there, Larry?
Yes, I am.
Cool. Hey, can you tell us a little bit about yourself? You're the campaign manager for Clint. What's going on out there?
Well, it's raucous campaign, and there's commercials flying around. I feel like I'm in the middle of a gunfight sometimes out here in the Wild West, but out here with the rattlesnakes and the prairie dogs. It's the largest congressional district in Washington State, stretches from the Oregon border to the Canadian border. And it's, I believe we take in a one quarter of the state. So every event, every meeting is 100 miles this way or more and 100 miles back. I have found the people of the 4th Congressional to be some of the finest I've ever met. And that's been a real blessing to just and given me a renewed hope in the state of Washington after some discouragement in past years with a lot of battles, you know, won some and lost some, but we took a lot of losses on the west side over time, and I found myself an east sider in the last number of years and moved my family out this way, and it's just a tremendous blessing to be on this side of the mountains, and people have just been wonderful out here, and I believe a conservative Christian candidate like Clint Didier is going to win this election, and that we're going to have some new leadership in the state of Washington and a real leader in the Washington State Republican delegation.
Well, that's fantastic. I mean, I'm from Idaho, but I've been following what's going on in Washington. I see the Lord moving out here. He's, you know, despite all of the liberal offenses and all the stuff that's coming up against us, the people are coming forward and supporting these Christian leaders. And I see a turnaround here.
Oh, you bet. Now, Clint, you know, Larry happened to mention it's kind of like being in a gunfight there. Well, let's talk a little bit about guns and your position on the Second Amendment here real quick.
Well, I'm 100% behind the Second Amendment. There is no stronger wordage than shall not be infringed. This was number two for a reason. You see, the founders knew that at some point in time we were going to be threatened by our own government. And that's why they put it in there, that we have those Second Amendment rights to stand against enemies, foreign and domestic.
You bet.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're there today. And with this Ebola outbreak in the United States, with ISIS, they caught 10 of them crossing the border the other day. How many haven't they caught? They're here amongst us. There is no more important time than now to have your Second Amendment rights ready, because at any point in time you could come up and find a situation where you better be able to protect yourself and your family.
Absolutely.
And please, please get your Second Amendment rights, get them cleaned up, get used to handling them, and be prepared, because Joe Gibbs always told us when I played for him in the NFL, get yourself ready for the worst possible predicament you can ever imagine. That way you'll never be surprised, because when you're surprised, anxiety takes over. You don't want to be in a situation where your blood is racing and you're just nervous as all get out. You don't perform at your best. You got to be prepared. Get prepared now mentally, and get prepared by practicing.
Oh, you bet. Well, I'll tell you something, Clint. You know, you happened to mention the Ebola issue. You know, that Ebola issue is tied into immigration policy. Immigration policy is now tied into national security. And, you know, folks, as I mentioned at the onset of the show, we were going to touch on national security. Clint, give us some thoughts about national security. You know, again, we got the Ebola going on, enterovirus D68. We had an influx of 67,000, 68,000 unaccompanied illegal children that had been distributed amongst all 50 states. And, you know, I'll tell you, I'm just having a hard time believing what the government is putting out nowadays.
Exactly. And I've been saying this since that Senate run in 2010. Secure our borders. And this fence that they supposedly are constructing down there, that's just an illusion. There's not border security. If we truly wanted border security, instead of sending those 200 troops over to Africa and putting them in harm's way of Ebola, we should have put them right down on the border to stop all movement across our border. Put down some tanks, get our troops down there, and let them get an easement from these landowners and let them train on that border. And I'm not talking about just the southern border, ladies and gentlemen. We need to do the same thing on the northern border.
You bet.
But here's the thing. We don't have the political will to do this, to do what's right.
Why is that, Clint? Why, you know, that's the frustrating part to everybody in the whole nation watching their TV. You want to throw rocks at your TV, you know? Why do we not have the political will right now?
Quite honestly, because we have people in our government that do not love America. They despise it. They want to destroy it purposely. You can't tell me there's another agenda here. When we've got, they're spending us into bankruptcy. Our financial books are in ruin. We are, according to the last report at Jackson Hole, we're $205 trillion in the hole when you add up the unfunded liabilities of Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid with our debt. You've got open borders where people are just coming in here with diseases, as you well stated, and that virus D68 has killed more children in America than the Ebola virus. We got Ebola, and there are not, here's the travesty down in Dallas. We got two nurses that worked on this patient that flew into America, and then the nurse just got off an airplane. Where is the incubation period where anybody that's around an Ebola virus victim, they should be contained for 21 days until we can tell that they're not infected? But instead, we're allowing them to move freely in America. It is purposely trying to be moved around in America and create another catastrophe. I honestly think this is purposely being done, and there's not the political will to stop it. And that's why I've said I will not vote for John Boehnert. John Boehnert has the means to tackle a lot of these issues with Article 1, Section 8 of our Constitution. All funds are derived from the House, but yet he won't use the purse strings. There's a lot that could have been done, but instead, here we go. He's one of the good old boys, and we just keep moving on, and nothing's getting done. We need true leadership in the House, and that's why I vowed not to vote for John Boehnert. I want a new leader. I want a leader with courage and conviction and means to the Constitution to use these tools in that tool shed and get this thing back on track. That's what I want. I want a true leader that'll fight.
You bet. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a little bit of a break here from this interview. We're going to return here in just a couple of seconds. What I wanted to do, folks, is to put out some information, and I'll definitely try to do this before we get to the end of today's show. But this coming Wednesday, October 22nd, folks, you got to be there or be square. We're talking about an Oktoberfest fundraising party for none other than Mr. Clint Didier, who you are hearing from right now. Again, Wednesday, October 22nd. It is going to be in the city of Spokane. The start time is at 6:30 p.m. We're talking about brats and salads and desserts, folks. We've got a lineup of entertainment for you, and this will be held at the Southside Senior Center at 3151 East 27th Avenue, right there on the South Hill of the city of Spokane. Suggested donation here, folks, is $25 per person, and if you would be so kind, please call 509-315-7539 in order to reserve your spot. And it'd be really good, folks, if you call in advance. That way we know how much food that we're going to end up needing to prepare. So, Clint?
Give that number one more time.
Oh, you betcha. That'll be 509-315-7539. Now, Clint, you know, you really touched on a really hot-button topic, and we're talking about leadership. You know, as long as I've known you, you have just exuded nothing but leadership. You know, I hear you loud and clear with regard to Boehner, you know, and we do have a couple of other characters over there in Congress and in the Senate that just absolutely have got to go. You know, what are some of the first things that are on your mind that you're going to try to accomplish once you get into office?
That's amazing, because I just wrote them down. The first bill, we're on the same wavelength. The first bill that I want to draft and propose to the House of Representatives Representatives is that every member of the House, every member of the Senate, and the President have to live by the same laws that they passed on to you and I. You see, ladies and gentlemen, we've allowed this elitist atmosphere to be created because of our ineptness, because of our apathy. We need to re-engage. We got to be involved. And believe me, when I get elected, I want you holding my feet to the fire, because it's not about Clinton Diddy or being a congressman. It's about our children's future and living the American dream. The second bill that I want to write and introduce to the House floor is a bill that has got the scope and object. Now, people are going to say, what is that? Any bill that's drafted, when you propose that bill, any attachment, any rider that is attached to it, if it doesn't have the clarity of the meaning of the bill, of scope and object, that means if you're writing a bill about work on the roads, and somebody wants to attach one there to some off go to Mars, it can't be attached. It has to be confined to the object of the bill.
Oh, you bet. Yeah, as a matter of fact,
that way these riders stop. We stop. And this is an Olympia right now, and it works. So in order to attach any rider to the bill, it has to have what's in the bill. It has to be part of it.
Oh, you bet.
Be attached.
You bet. Boy, I'll tell you, that trailer legislation is definitely killer. And you know, I'll tell you, in the middle of the night, folks, your senators, your congresspeople, I mean, they're sticking trailer legislation in these particular bills. And you know, for the most part, they are changing the scope of what the actual bill was all about to begin with. And it's just absolutely crazy. So my hat's off to you, Clint.
Well, that's great. Hey, I'd like to go back to Larry Stickney. Would you like to fill in on a few more things there, Larry, or things we've been talking about there, and kind of encapsulate that of some of the things Clint was saying and some of the things that's on your mind?
Well, sure. And I know that with Clint, you're going to get a tremendous leader here for the state of Washington. We'll finally get a conservative willing to speak out on the issues. And we've got some decent folks in our congressional delegation, but we're just not seeing much of anything but cheerleading for the Republican Party John Boehner type leadership. And Clint's going to get back there and make some things happen, get the conservative movement back on the offense in Washington State. He's the reason I came out of a semi-retirement to help the campaign, because I had some faith in Clint, and I've just seen for way too long, and many of the years I was in Olympia, a lack of leadership there, and I just couldn't get excited about too many things happening in Washington until Clint stepped up, and boy, am I excited now.
Oh, you bet. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're down to the waning seconds of today's show. You know, once again, we want to get this information out. Everybody is invited to participate. Oktoberfest fundraiser party for Mr. Clint Didier, again, running for Congress in the 4th Congressional District of the state of Washington this coming Wednesday, October 22nd. Be there or be square, 6:30 start time. And we're talking about the Southside Senior Center at 3151 East 27th Avenue on the South Hill of the city of Spokane. Suggested donation is $25 per person. And I'm telling you what, folks, it's going to be well worth your dollars for sure. Please, by all means, RSVP so we can get a good head count to make sure we got enough food. 509-315-7539. Again, 509-315-7539. And with that, Clint, would you be so kind enough to close us in prayer, sir?
Yes. And could I just give our website out? If anybody wants to know more about the Clint Didier for Congress, go to Clint Didier, the number 4, Congress.org. Or you can just Didier, D-I-D-I-E-R, the number 4, Congress.org.
And Clint, before you pray, I just like to say I've read your endorsements from Sarah Palin. I wish we had time on the program today to read them. And from Senator Rick Santorum, and it's a blessing to have you running here. And it's just great, Clint. I've had you on the program before, and you've got a great faith in God. And we just turn it over to you for the closing prayer.
When they go to that website, if you would go there, there is a video. It's called Pride. If you want to know who I am, watch that Pride video. I'm standing over my dad's grave. It's only 1 minute long, and it's very powerful. So please go there, watch that Pride video. And thank you so much for having us on your program today.
You bet.
Heavenly Father, I pray for your guidance. I pray for your grace, your love, to serve this great country, America. Give me the fortitude. Give me that will, Lord, to persevere and to make sure that this country stays true for our children and our grandchildren and every generation to come. I ask that you allow me to be your servant. I pray for the men and women that are serving this country at home and abroad, that you'll keep them safe, Lord. I pray for all the veterans that have served this country, that have fought, that have bled, that have died. Heavenly Father, these men and women are great individuals, and I pray for their entrance into heaven and that they be rose up into your glory. I thank you for the opportunity today to address these people, and I ask that they please, Lord, hear your calling and come to fight for America. Preserve this for all the generations to come. I ask this in the name of Lord God Jesus Christ.
Amen. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, as we head on out the door, again, www.rallyright.org. Give us a call at 208-987-0005. Now, all you fathers and grandfathers out there, grab that family, glorify and praise God. Give that family a great big hug and a kiss. Take them somewhere nice this weekend. We'll see you next time.